Didn't you catch it?
I love it.
That was cute.
Imaginative voting. Imaginative politics.
Okay. That's truly made up.
They made it all up.
It's getting more made up all the time.
As we speak.
Are you breaking for lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody had a good imagination.
It's all a joke. So they all peel off their masks, and underneath there's a really reasonable person.
This should be the one that Angela's all excited about. She's
I know, so I'm telling
quantum.
You. Quantum? She asked me to take a break. Well, actually, yeah, we're back on now.
We are on page 145 now.
Yes, we are.
Okay, quantum.
Okay.
You're not plugged in, Andrew.
Thank you, Roger. I'll be plugged in a second. I'm cordless.
Into the Quantum World Overture. Number 4. In establishing and developing his theory of relativity, Einstein created mind experience such as riding on a on a light ray at the speed of light. And Tesla created and tested all of his electrical devices in mind before taking one step towards building those devices. An architect visualized every aspect of his buildings and then draw each detail to keep it in memory. In much the same way, in this book and at the Emergent Life Center, we are presenting life stories and mindful awareness
adventures
for you to visualize and memory in place of remembering all of our words. Oh, that's great. Picture everything we say as we say it. Listen with your mindful eyes and memory, not with your ears alone. Number 5. If you deconstruct, say, a rock, you will discover that rocks are composed of molecules of matter and energy. And you will gain data and information from this process of deconstructing a rock. If you continue and deconstruct the molecules, you will have atoms, energy, and more data and information. Continue deconstructing atoms will yield subatomic particles, more energy, and even more data information. The deconstruction of those small particles will yield only energy and data information. The quantum world, number 1. At this point, we have reached the limits of science that declares the universe is composed of matter and energy, which can be exchanged from one state to the other. E equals mc squared, but cannot create it or destroy it. But wait, if you deconstruct energy, which science says cannot be done, of course, a short time ago, science also claimed that atoms are the smallest particles in the universe and cannot be reduced. So let's continue deconstructing energy, after which you will have only data and information mined. Any questions? Comments? Number 2. This shows that the quantum level, the universe and everything in it is composed of data, information, mind. This is not thinking or consciousness, nor is it the mind of God. This is the stuff of mind, which is the essence of all things. Number three. Thus, it is that data information as mind is vitally important, for it is the very essence and foundation of the universe, which is a mindful universe, but not a thinking universe, nor is it conscious or the mind of God. Four. Maybe you don't remember when black holes were first discussed. Scientists were terribly upset because if everything disappeared down a black hole, never to escape, then data and information could be lost forever. As a consequence, black holes were revised to possess an outer event horizon, which matter and energy could move beyond and fall into the black hole. But data information, being without mass, could not be pulled by gravity past the event horizon into the black hole. Thus, the event horizon kept data information out of black holes. However, this is not exactly true, for just as energy is trapped in matter, data information, being coalesced to energy and matter, is trapped in matter and energy as well. And is sucked down a black hole. Then, as matter and energy is disintegrated to data information, called active mind, that is released back to the universe to be coalesced again as matter and energy, thus constantly renewing the universe.
Can I stop there for a minute?
Sure.
A quick incidental question. In some cases, you write God with a capital G, sometimes with a cap or a lower G.
It all depends on what I want to convey.
Okay, in this case, up here at the top, previous one here, it's just plain there. You want the mind of God, you wanted to reference what
God, big G.
The commonly held God of everything.
Commonly held God of everything.
Okay, that was that one. Now, the image I'm getting there that is, say, this, what science was saying, what happened to the data of information being captured at the event horizon, and you said it's not exactly true. The image I got is that as this totally functions in the black hole, all coalesced data and data information is shredded and leaves only data information available to rebuild the universe.
But it has to get in the black hole in order to shred it.
Yeah, so it goes past the event horizon and the shredding is complete, and then it's available for...
Because it's already coalesced, it has mass.
Yeah.
So anything that has mass will be torn
make it through.
Apart.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
It goes into the black hole and is torn apart?
Yep, it's disintegrated.
So decomposes.
Down to its smallest element, which is data and information.
And even the energy.
Anything that has mass.
So Corolla goes in, Corolla doesn't come out.
Corolla does not come out.
But the data and information that Corolla was made up of comes out.
Uncoalesced.
Yeah, uncoralized.
Available for you to Corolla. As it truly shines.
She's no longer a Toyota.
Corolla 1.
Sorry, Roger, we're laughing.
Number five. Though many people doubt the existence of black holes, the original mission of the Hubble telescope was to prove or disprove the existence of black holes, which were proved. In fact, it was shown that massive that massive black hole exists at the center of most galaxies, including our one. That massive black holes exist at the center of most... Oh, that's a repeating, huh?
Yep.
Does someone scratch it down here?
No. A repetition.
Number six. Of course, if you fell into the black hole, your body would be stretched beyond recognition and then be torn apart particle by particle, atom by atom, molecule by molecule, leaving only energy. That would also be torn apart, leaving only random data information that had been the body you were born into. That's Carola putting in. Of that's course.
That's why Carola got so tall.
So I've always had a question about this. I thought black holes condensed everything, not pulled everything apart. So I thought they, like, everything became
condensed thick. Everything to
point. So
you gotta find room in there.
Well, I think that, well, from what I remember from Stephen Hawking's research here, time is like the gravity increase at those at the event horizon is so drastic. Like in little instances, your like toes start to shred
before you get to the,
like, so your head's okay, but your feet are like miles long or whatever, and it just shreds you. I think that was talking about. And then once it's in there, maybe it.
And then it's all into condensed into a.
It's just the gravity at that level or at that point is so intense.
That makes sense. Thank you.
It shreds.
Okay.
And Carola got taller and taller and taller.
Boy, did she. Dinner and dinner.
Of course, mindful you, self, which had been born into that body, being emergent, not composed, thus having no mass, would not be affected by all of this death of the body process. And the stretching and tearing would also cease, because self, body you, being only a shadow of itself, would have no destiny nor mass for gravity to continue acting upon. Through all of this, while body you is shredded and reduced to random data and returned to the universe, mindful you or self as data information remains pretty much as usual. Number seven. The same is true if you pull a shoulder muscle. Know that mindful you does not hurt, though body you is seriously stressed and pained. This distress is essentially a non-issue to mindful you or self. And the same is true at death, as your body decomposes. Physical death is a non-issue to mindful you or self. Isn't that grand? I think it is. Number eight. Theoretically, the black hole is binary. Energy matter that has been crushed by gravity to a point of zero volume of infinite density. Which is a singularity over unnumbered singularities, also known as a multitude of singularity. I'm not sure if I get that one. Singularity of unnumbered singularities.
A whole bunch of singularities. In other words.
Yes.
Theoretically, a black hole is binary. You know what binary is?
Zero and one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Energy matter that has been crushed by gravity to a point of zero volume.
Mm-hmm.
There's just nothing left of it. I mean, it's just crushed down so far.
Okay.
Of infinite density, which is what we've known as a black hole, right?
Yes.
Which is a singularity of unnumbered singularities. In other words, there's a whole bunch of those.
Zeros.
A whole bunch of zeros.
Oh, okay.
So that's also known as a multitude of singularities. Do you want to talk on that? No? Does that pretty much cover it?
It doesn't need to be covered anymore.
Okay.
Number 9. Everything in the universe constantly changes stole.
State.
State.
Oh, state. Okay. You have it, yeah? From singularity to binary and back to singularity, which is not to be confused with a singularity or oneness. Ah, okay. No. Which may be composed of unnumbered singularities. I read the side one. Singularity of one, not composed. Binary, composed of two or more. Oneness is better referred to as one nest, which is not really a oneness, for everything in the multitude. Oh, everything is a multitude that constantly changes from mind to matter energy and back to mind, yet remains a steady information. Uh-huh. Can I say it's a change of status?
Of state.
State?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back and forth. Number 10. Mind is not an anti-matter energy. For mind is not the reserve,
reverse,
or opposite of matter energy. Mind, like spiritual, thought,
not spiritual,
is the expansion of energy matter to infinite volume of zero destiny.
Density.
Oh, sorry.
Or does that change the meaning, right? Destiny.
And never opposes matter energy or anything physical.
Everybody got that?
I'm pondering it for a second.
Mind is not anti-matter energy. So mind is not against matter and anti-matter energy.
It's not a duality.
Yes.
Okay. The important thing is it's not a duality.
Yeah. Go on. Number 11. While memory holds data together as data information, which coalesces and forms matter energy, black holes and death release the bond of matter energy and returns everything to a singularity as a multitude of data information. Everything in essence of the world. Number 12. In the beginning, mind was presented only as individual data.
Was present only individual data,
which was communioned together by memory to information knowledge, which further coalesced to data information mind, and further coalesced to energy and matter, such that what exists today arose from quietest mind as the source of ultimate nature of all things.
Quinine mind.
Quiescent.
I know what I wrote.
Oh, quiescent, from quiescent mind. Oh, I do that again. Such that what exists today arose from quiescent mind as the source of ultimate nature of all things, realized or unrealized.
Does everybody know what quiescent mind is?
Yes.
There's a no out there. Andrew, explain quiescent mind to me.
There's a no out there? Oh.
There's a no.
Oh.
Quiescent mind is data that isn't doing anything, so it sort of exists. It's there, but not findable or measurable. Zero activity.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, maybe not zero activity, I shouldn't say that, but not anything we can perceive.
You want to add to that, Roger? Okay.
13. Mind, not God, constitutes everything.
Constitutes.
Mind, not good, not God. Mind, not God, constitutes everything, including you as an individual being, and memory, not memories, is the force that put it all together and holds it together, which enables all things seen and unseen to appear and remain constant and consistent and reliable. 14. Universe constantly
changes
from mind to matter, energy to mind, yet remains as that data information. 15. Memory increases and intensifies the coalescence of matter energy to recognizable and measurable mass, such that greater mass acts strongly and lesser mass and gravity is born. That's what gravity is. Okay. 16. Gravity, as intensified memory, is a state in which eternal data information is temporarily coalesced to matter energy. And black holes releases this intensified memory bond and returns matter energy back to data information and returns that to the universe to recycle.
Roger, got a question. It seems this has memory doing something. And then I get tied into, oh, gee, I must be thinking about it or has some intent, but that's not true. So it would be more accurate for me to think of memory as a condition of the universe?
That's all right.
Okay. Thank you.
This binary to singularity to binary matter energy, back to singularity data information, is the eternal essence of the universe, which enables you as data information to eternally live and thrive. 18. A black hole does not tap matter energy and release it.
Trouble. Okay. Correcting.
A black hole does not trap matter energy and release it to an. Alternate universe. A black hole d decomposes matter and energy to data information and releases that back to this universe to be coalesced again to matter energy. In this, the universe, like abiding, is ever self-renewing, as are all things in the universe. Ever-changing, ever-self-renewing is eternalness, not immortality. And this is your eternalness. The ever-changing, ever-self-renewing process. Oh, okay. So it is that whatever is composed decomposes and self renews again and again. 20. So you might ask, how did this ever self renewing process get started? When or what set it in motion? 21. First, from what we've described, can you realize and picture a condition before the universe, not of matter and energy? And not even a singularity of extremely dense energetic matters, but of a state or multitude or condition or field of only data called quiescent mind. Can anyone?
Sure.
Though using the word field is incorrect because in quiescent mind, active space and time do not even exist. Quiescent mind is data without energy or mass. This prime data or uncommitted data is something that is nothing, that is constantly in motion without moving. What is constantly in motion without moving?
This is not going to work. This is an example, an illustration, which Roger did. So this is not accurate, but can you imagine, like, you know, like when you have a TV screen, it's just on a static channel?
Mm-hmm.
You get those little bits of lights moving on and off. Mm-hmm. They seem to hop around, but they're not going anywhere, they're not doing anything. It just appeared to. Could that maybe be a starter for you to think about motion without, moving without motion? Sure, Roger will correct me if that's...
Well, even think of, you know, those signs that we see in Times Square where it looks like everything is moving along.
The words
are moving along. Mm-hmm. But in actuality, that's not what's occurring. It's just that the lights are lighting up differently as it goes down. But it gives the impression of movement.
Yeah. Okay. Or in the reverse, this looks like it's still, but it's not. It's rushing around the sun at however many million miles an hour.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the part to keep in mind is that at quiescent mind... there is no space or time.
Yep.
That's the most important thing.
Okay.
No space or time. So it doesn't, to have movement, you need time and space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's moving, like structure of language, hard to say it. You just got to hold it in your head that it's moving, but it's not.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a closer, accurate approximation.
This is constantly in motion without moving, which is like an electron. That is a particle, but it is nothing. Yet an electron is a vital aspect of an atom, which may not be a particle, yet is a vital part of molecules. 22. The British scientist was right. The universe is wider than
weirder
then we could have believed. Yet it is constant and reliable. 23. Now, let's return to before the universe. Certainly before the Big Bang or thundering rumble, as it rained the universe everywhere to a condition of quiescent mind, which is data, that is something, yet not a thing. In random motion, yet not moving. This is certainly before the universe became active, time and space active. Time and space do not exist in the quiescent condition of mind. Yeah. This is a genesis. Genesis?
Mm-hmm. Read the next line and you'll know what it means.
A genuine beginning that is not a beginning.
A
genuine beginning that is not a beginning. For nothing has begun. In this condition of quiescent mind, data randomly colliding creates a memory pattern or imprint of each event. And even though that data that has collided is then separated across the universe, the impact memory binds that data together as information and a great deal more. 24. Randomly colliding should not be compared to our visualized balls on a pool table carrying
that means moving
from here to there. For randomly colliding data appears here, then appears without traversing the space from here to there. This seeming motion is a common occurrence in the universe even today. And in appearing here and there can certainly collide with other data already here or there. And that collision leaves a memory input on both, which entangles them or binds them together, memory, even if separated.
Is there an example of that? Yeah.
Pool ball.
That's why he gave the pool balls.
But it's not like the pool balls.
Well, it's so, like if you had a film strip of the pool balls, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then you cut out sections. And then you would see it here, and then you would see it there.
Okay.
And then you would see it there.
Yep.
You would see it there. But you didn't see what happened in between because it just seemed to pop up here and then pop up there.
Because each frame only took a here and there shot. And you put it all together with memory. Because you remembered here, and then now you see there. So you assumed from here to there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like what we do with those stick figure drawings when you flip it around.
Page, yeah.
We infer.
Infer, that's the word, yeah.
We infer the movement.
Yeah.
But there really isn't movement.
So we're talking about all data. Everything functions this way.
In quiescent mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 25. Can you believe all this weirdness? Yet, after endless collisions of billions of... Over billions of Earth years, data information was memoried or entangled into a constant and reliable universe to be alive in. And this certainly is not an interconnection of parts. For there is nothing interconnecting, nor is it a oneness, for memory enables everything to act together as one, yet remain separate and individual. Or, in other words, in a state of quiescent mind, which exists before time, space, consciousness, or stuff, dynamic data, or something data, which is something that is nothing, like particle that is a wave, is in motion but not moving. For there is no active time or space in this before universe. Okay.
Are you getting tired, or do you want somebody else to read?
I've noticed that when people get tired, their words miss a few times.
Yeah, usually words start slurring and getting.
Okay, coach is taking you out.
Marilyn, you want to read for us?
She's a great reader. I would love.
Okay.
That. Yep.
Pass the torch. Watch out for Roger's foot.
I can't. There's no way I can move.
Lift his foot up.
There you go.
Excuse me.
That's the way to start.
There's a start.
This will be good.
This will be good.
She's starting her engine.
There we go.
Okay, so we're on
26. Yes.
26. Do you understand motion without moving in a before universe of quiescent time and space? Visualize your television screen where things move this way and that way, yet nothing on the screen ever moves. Pixels light up and change. Or visualize the scrolling signs at Times Square.
There, both our examples are there.
Yeah.
Oh, did you read ahead?
Which seems to move complete sentences around the building. Obviously, nothing on the sign is moving. Light turn on and off in a sequence such that the words appear to move, but nothing is actually moving. Or maybe you enjoy the movies where everything happens on the big screen, yet nothing is actually in motion. The projector presents a still frame after another. Presents one still frame after another, and you and memory make that appearance as movement. Two men do not fight on the screen. You and memory make them fight. You and memory. You and memory make airplanes fly, the boats sail, and the cars race. And just for the excitement and joy of it, you and memory blow things up with a big bang. Without time and space, things cannot move to make time and space. 27.
Hang on a sec.
Go ahead.
Excitement and fun of it, you and memory both. Oh, okay, got it. That's how the scientists figured out. Okay, just for the fun of it, we'll blow up everything and make a big bang. Okay.
27. If you have these images in mind and memory, then consider that science has shown that on a quantum level, particles can move from part A to point B without traversing the intervening space. That's motion without movement, without moving. That's appearing here and there, here and then there. That's appearing here and then there. 28. In 1993, information was transmitted from one point in space to another place by appearing here, appearing there. Particles and atoms have been teleported, and now even energy has been moved from one place to another without crossing the intervening space. It seems that motion without moving is becoming commonplace. Of course, in all of this, scientists are only doing what nature has done naturally for billions of years. 29. Instead of a physical spiritual world, or even a physical universe of matter, and energy in the field of consciousness, we are beginning to see a mindful universe appearing in a field of memory as it naturally is. Certainly you remember the old Zen
koan
that asks, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear, does the tree make a sound? Well, just as you will finally know, the answer is no. Though the falling tree creates a wave in memory or a wave of, or motion of memory, which is something that is nothing, until you are there to hear and give sound or voice to the falling tree wave, it makes no sound.
Everybody got that?
Yeah.
Marilyn's looking a little confused.
No.
If there's nothing there to hear the sound, then it is merely a wave. You have to be there in order for this to make it be sound.
Two ways, it's tree up, next picture, tree down.
Yeah, as far as the visual goes, yeah. If there's nothing there, it's just tree and then tree. Yeah.
31. Now, consider whether, if no one is around, the tree actually falls. The answer again is no, certainly not. For though the tree appears vertical and then horizontal, just as in the quantum world, a particle can move from point A to point B without transiting the space between. Actually, the tree appears here and there, then horizontal, but with memory of previous positions, and remember, you are not there, the tree is vertical, then horizontal, but doesn't actually fall from vertical to horizontal. Only memory occurs in between. Your awareness is not continuous. Fill the space in between. This is the beginning of consciousness. Memory, consciousness. 32. In the same way, the before universe without active time or space, and in the universe today, dynamic data in motion appears here, then there, without moving from here to there, and as a random non-event, without intention or purpose. Data A collides with data B, and impact memory readily combines and holds this occurrence together as information AB, which then collides with information CD, and combines is information ABCD. 33. Now, because in this illustration, CD had previously collided with E and carries the impact memory of E, though E is now across the universe, CD brings E to the impact with AB, which actually creates information ABCD, E. Such that AB is aware of E, and E is part of AB, though AB has never experienced E directly. 34. This is the beginning of consciousness, as memory consciousness, of being aware of what you have not experienced directly, or that is not visible. This is knowing beyond knowing. This is imaginative minding. Mm.
Now, when you're doing this to teach people, you know that just like we did in that seminar, we went all through this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a while for people to really get their heads around this.
Sure, yeah. Because it's all spirituality.
Yeah. Doesn't fit.
AB is aware of E, though AB has never experienced E and has no memory of E. Remember this vital issue, for you are like AB, which more than everything you have ever experienced and stored as memories in this life and in all previous lives or episodes. 36. In addition, AB is aware of everything E has collided with, and what that data previously collided with, such that memory consciousness can be as expansive as the entire universe, and from this it is clear that everything is what it naturally is, and is the promise of much, much more. For just as AB is AB and becomes ABCD, it is also the promise of E and F and G ad infinitum.
Infinitum.
Infinitum. Everything in the universe is as it naturally is, and is as you are, as everyone is, and is as everyone is aware and perceives. The universe is to you as you are unto the universe. But how in all of this did you come about? Well, as data information accumulated through accretion, memory, and self-replicating particles, the increasing intensity of memory reached out and drew other data information to itself, and that was the beginning of life, yourself included. Are you willing to immerse yourself in all of this grand, though weird, awareness? Though weird awareness. 38. As soon as you think of how you should be or how you want to become, you lose all awareness of who you are. And who you are is greater than who you will let yourself ever believe. And if you understand this, then you must understand that your intimate relationships are more about your own and your partner's previous relationships and memories than about your actions today, which clearly reveals that you are always living in the past. 39. And what does that reveal about you today and your future? And how is your true future revealed? Do you know?
Any answers? Any answers to that?
Rhetorical question.
40. If you see that particles and energy and information can move from here to there without traversing the intervening time or space, then certainly you understand that your past can be your future, for you personalize yourself in all things and all random events as you are. And on this, the universe is itself and is also as you are. In the same way, you are as you become. And also...
40, right in the middle, just after R, and in this. And
got it.
In the same way, you are as you've become, and also are as you were. You are the present in the past. 41. In the distant past, data information, and the promise of which of much more were coalesced, or more intensely bound together by memory and energy, appeared to be coalesced further, such that composed particles, atoms and molecules of matter appeared from data information mind, all held together by memory. Actually, in this, every physical thing and event in the universe is memory, because memory appears in and of everything, visible and invisible. Memory is the environment of everything. No thing exists outside of memory. The universe is not conscious, and neither are you. Both are memorized.
Memoried.
Both are memoried. 42. In the same way, your magnitude, eternal self,
imagination.
Your imagination, eternal self and memory appears in and of everything visible and not visible in yourself and life. And though you probably don't understand this now, it is important for you to realize that your true self, which is who you naturally are and all the promise, not potential, you are clearly appears in every word and action and experience in your life today.
See, if you read that without the not potential, and all the promise you are clearly appears in every word and action and experience in your life today.
Okay.
I don't recognize some of these things.
Spiritual is not in and of all things, and spirit is not the essence and foundation of all things, nor is it the field in which all things exist, memoried. And memory does not oppose physical, whether visible or not visible, as spirit and spiritual do. Actually, memory accretes data information to forms and sustains them. Memory particularizes everything so you can personalize and maintain all things and events as you are and desire being. Memory is a greater and finer spirit than spiritual is. Remember, we are speaking of memory, which is abiding, not temporary and fleeting memories. Abiding memory always functions to expand and benefit you in every way and never opposes you. Imagination accesses memory directly. Body, you as a physical being, is particularized by abiding memory and DNA memories, so you can personalize yourself as you truly desire.
I'll give you the old book.
45. Your beliefs are language, and you believe your beliefs through language, which distorts your beliefs and the self and life you believe you are and are living. You think, speak, and act out your distorted language beliefs and memories and emotion, those false beliefs in your life. You are asleep to the self and life that is you and yours. And since your language, beliefs, and memories do not reveal or accurately portray you or the natural universe, most of what you believe about yourself and everything in life is badly, boldly distorted or downright false. However, so as not to oppose you, the universe is as it is and simultaneously is as you are. The truth of yourself is all around you, not within you. But you have languaged yourself falsely. Is it wise to continue in these ways?
Yes, no.
46. To enable you to see and understand yourself and life as they truly are, all things and events in the universe are random. For you to particularize and personalize as you desire. 47. Random does not mean accidental or chaotic. It does mean without intention.
That's not what my 47 says. You're not using it.
Are you going to make all the changes?
Well,
if you're going to make the changes, you have the master copy. That's fine.
So what did you give me?
The old copy.
What?
The old copy.
That's why 47 doesn't read the same.
Do you want me to start on 47 again?
Please.
Okay. Random does not mean accidental or chaotic. It does mean without intention. You give intention to the universe. It says your, but I think it's you. Yeah. There is no intentional God.
the universe and being free of any intention enables you to be as you truly desire. Every aspect of which the universe clearly reproduces and offers back to you in a different form as it reacts to your actions, which enables you to clearly experience yourself without judgment in any form. Random enables the universe to be this way for each person. Are you paying attention? 48. How is all of this ever possible, even possible? Well, if you see a tree, you do not have a tiny tree image in your brain. Light reflecting from something out there impinges data information.
I'll correct it when I find out.
If you're not following it, you can't do it. So either you follow it and do it, or I will.
Well, then go ahead and do it.
Thank you.
Do it your way.
Okay.
I'm gonna go over 48 again. Well, how is all of this even possible? Well, if you see a tree, you do not have a tiny tree image in your brain. Light reflecting from something out there impinges data information on the rods and cones in your eyes, which by way of optic nerves is transmitted to your brain, where it is seen as a tiny tree. But of course, there is no tiny tree image inside of your brain, just data information that you convert to a tree image. 49. The original tree composed of matter energy has really data information held together by memory, which you converted to optic data information pulses. And in that, you reform the appearance of tree as you are and desire being, not as you language yourself being. And everyone else does the same as they are and desire being. The truth of yourself and all things is all around you, not within you. 50. The random universe is in this a consistent and reliable environment to be alive in. Any consciousness or intention in the universe would bring chaos. 51. The universe does not present or offer intentional
things,
conditions, events, or situations you must harmonize with. Only random data information for you to do with as you desire. But to do this, you must be living as you truly desire, and that is the goal of emergent life.
Okay, that's a good stopping place for lunch.
Okay, very good. 12:30, lunch stoppage.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's a lot of information.
It is jam-packed.
Mm. Process. Amazing. It's
really... Yes, it is.
I didn't know I used so many words that people didn't know. They're simple little words.
You just have to teach them to them. Yep. That's all.
Sometimes it's just in the context, and sometimes I'm pretty sure I know, and I just want to ask the question one more time to make sure that I know.
Well, just keep the word in mind and put it in the context that's used. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to use the word you know.
Yep.
Most of the time.
Yep.
But you don't seem to know them.
Well, like I said, sometimes I think I know them, or I know, you know, have a pretty good idea, but I want to make sure. And that was originally what you said this was all about, is make sure, ask the questions. Ask when you...
Well, do it. Okay. I haven't heard any questions.
You've been talking and asking. This part has been flowing.
You're talking
well.
Over there, and then he's missing everything.
Say that again.
You're talking with him, and so he's missing what's going on.
So we stop the action and discuss it. That's what you've been doing.
She's been reading right on straight through.
In this section, but earlier we were stopping a lot of stuff and talking about it.
Is that what all the laughing and giggling was about?
Well, it definitely was.